This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos. There's a pasuk in Tehillim in Parak Kuf Vav, Sukim Chavav Chav Zayin, where David HaMelech says, Baruch Kodshoi, Vayiso Yodoy Lohem, God raised his hand to them, that's a language of a Shvua, Lahapeloy Samba Midbar, to cast them down in the desert. Now, so far, so good, because we find in this week's parsha that in fact Hashem swore that we'd be in the desert for 40 years. But then the pasuk continues, Ulahapil Zaram Bagoyim, to cast our children among the nations of the world, Ulazaroisim Arotzis, and to scatter us in all the lands. So David is saying that because of the Chet HaMeraglim, God swore to send us into the Galus. Now that's curious, because we don't find anywhere in the parsha that Hashem mentioned that because of the Chet HaMeraglim, we would have to go into Galus. So how does David HaMelech know that Hashem swore? Certainly David had Ruach HaKodesh, but for David to add this detail that's omitted in the Chumash, that Hashem swore that because of the Chet HaMeraglim we would have to go into Galus? But the truth is, we find the same thing in the Navi Yecheskel. In the Navi Yecheskel, Perek Chav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Yecheskel says that Hashem says, Gam ani nasasi es yadi lohem ba'midbar, lehafitzoy sam ba'goyim, ulezaroysoy sam ba'aratzoys. That in fact Hashem swore He would scatter us. So therefore the Netziv has an incredible interpretation. Says the Netziv, in fact, Hashem swore that He would scatter us. Where do we find this? In this week's parasha, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, where the Ribbono Shel Olam said, V'ulam chay ani, v'yimalei chvoydi es kal ha'aretz. What does that mean? V'ulam, however, I am alive, and my glory will fill the world. Seemingly, Hashem is saying that despite the sin and despite your rebellion, my honor still remains. No, says the Netziv. God here is swearing, Chai ani, I swear that my glory will fill the world. In other words, in these words that Hashem is swearing that His glory will fill the world, what He's saying is, I will now have to cast you throughout the world. And a Jew is an ambassador of God. A Jew is representative of God. A Jew brings morality and ethics to the world. A Jew teaches the world that idolatry is empty and nothing. Therefore, says God, that this punishment that we view as a punishment actually will bring honor to my name and actually is a constructive purpose. And that is, not that I'm just going to throw you away. Not that I'm going to cast you away. No. I'm going to send you on a mission so that my glory could fill the whole world. In a way, it's not a punishment. In a way, it's a privilege. Galus is not a punishment. Galus is a privilege because we now have the opportunity to spread the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the whole world. V'ulam chai ani v'imalei chavaydi es kol ha'aretz is the shvua of God saying that He will have to disperse us throughout the world. So you'll ask. So then it comes out, chayte niskar, the sinner has profited. Because now that we sinned, we're being rewarded that we now can shine the light and be a light unto the nations. So the Netziv says, this is not a gain from the sin of the Meraglim, because we would have to say that this objective needed to be achieved regardless of whether we sinned or not. It's only, says the Netziv, had we not sinned, and the Netziv explains that the sin of the Meraglim was, we wanted a more natural existence with God. We couldn't deal with Him in the supernatural way where His glory was always in front of us and as soon as we would sin, we would be punished. So we wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael in a strategic way. So Hashem says, had you not asked for the Meraglim and had you not wanted a natural means of existence and you would have gone into Eretz Yisrael and we would have coexisted supernaturally, then my glory would have been spread to the world through our supernatural coexistence, where my glory would be apparent to you, and as soon as you would rebel against me, I would punish you immediately. And that type of interaction, supernatural revelation to Jewish people, would have been spread to the whole world, just like Kriyas Yam Suf was spread to the whole world. Says the Netziv, if Kriyas Yam Suf, which occurred outside of Eretz Yisrael, became apparent and known throughout the world, then certainly if we would have actually moved into Eretz Yisrael and we would have coexisted supernaturally, then my glory would have spread to the whole world without the need for you to actually live in America. In America, they would have heard about my glory that is apparent in Israel. But now, because you're not on the level that you could go to Eretz Yisrael and coexist with me in the supernatural way, the only way to spread my glory is to actually be dispersed throughout the world. So the Netziv is actually learning, interestingly, that the way the glory of God would have become apparent throughout the world is through the supernatural existence that and revelation of the divine that would have been apparent in Eretz Yisrael. We could explain similarly, based on Arachaim HaKadosh, who says that the job of Golos is for Klal Yisrael to collect the sparks that have been scattered throughout the whole world. And Arachaim HaKadosh says, well, what if we wouldn't have sinned and we never would have been able to travel around the world collecting these sparks? He said we would have been on a high enough spiritual level that we would have been able to draw them like a magnet. So similar to that concept, we could explain, and almost identical to the Netziv, that had we remained in Israel, being on the ideal level, then we would have been able to be the true ambassadors of God, and we would not have to actually have been dispersed throughout the whole world. But now we're not on that level, so we can't have our fame and our ideals spread from our land. We have to actually go out and teach and lead by example. And in this way, the Golus, as we mentioned, is not a full punishment, but in a way it has its privileges as well. This is a great insight of the Netziv, and I believe the Imre Emes also says that in this pasuk, V'ulam chai oni, v'imali chvaydi eskaretz, this is the Shvua and the prediction of the Golus. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.